Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jason Arnold is a snake handler, and he had an experience that is partly one that all of us fear, but partly not, because, yeah, all of us just fear it too much. What am I talking about? Well, he had this experience of being stuck at a toll gate with a snake on board and no money to make the payment. Jason, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thank you.
You know what I loved about your story? Not the snake part. I mean, the snake part definitely I can't relate to. I can fear it, but I can't relate to it. But we've all got that fear of being in a line, being in a queue at a toll gate or somewhere like that, and for some reason you can't use your card. You just can't find cash because we're carrying less and less cash on us. It's mortifying. Tell us what happened to you.
Yeah, so I basically just caught a black mamba in the Tongaat area out of somebody's home, and I was rushing through to the Mhlanga area because somebody else, another client, needed a snake removed from their place. So I was traveling from the R102 and needed to get to the N2 to get to Mhlanga, you know, the quickest route. And so I decided to go down through past the airport. I don't know what the name of that road is, but
right.
Anyhow, it takes you onto the N2. And I was, you know, I knew very well that there was a toll gate there that takes you onto the N2. And I didn't think too much about it until I was about maybe a kilometer and a half or 2 kilometers away. And I started to scratch around because I've always got some change in my center console. So I scratched around. I couldn't find any change in there. Felt in my pocket. I didn't have any change in there, which I also usually do have. So I thought, okay, I'll just have to break a banknote. So I must have some banknotes. Open my wallet. Not a single banknote. And then I started to panic a bit. But I thought, oh, no, it doesn't matter. They'll take the bank card. I mean, who doesn't? So, yeah, I basically got to the toll gate. And I said to the guy, I hope to God you guys take a card because I haven't got a cent on me. And he just gave me a blank look and he said to me, is it a credit card or debit card? I said, it's a debit card. And he said, no, sorry, you don't take debit card. I was like, what? How can you not take a debit card?
Yeah.
And I said to the guy, okay, so what do you suppose I do here? Because that's all I've got. So he says, I think you better approach the cars behind you, which are now backing up. There's probably like 8, 10 cars behind me.
The worst.
He said, I suppose you better approach them and ask one of them if they'd kindly pay for you. So embarrassing as it was, I thought, well, you know.
What choice do
you
have?
I have to do it. What other option do I have? So I approached the car directly behind me. I said to the guy, so sorry, I don't know if you can help. I haven't put a single cent on me, and these guys won't take a debit card for payment. So he looked a little bit annoyed, but got out of his car and walked up to the booth to obviously come and help me. And he swiped his card, and then he tried to swipe his card a second time. Obviously, one time to allow me through, and then
right,
the second time for himself. And the guy in the booth just said to him, sorry, you can't swipe your card twice.
Oh, for goodness sake. And you wonder why road rage happens.
Yes. So no, you can't swipe the same card twice. Do you have another bank card that you could use? And he's like, no, I've only got this card. Oh, my gosh. So how embarrassing. The boom now obviously opens because he's made one payment. I'm not going to go through there because then he's going to get stuck.
Right.
So I had to sort of walk out a little bit out into the road and signal for everybody in the queue to please reverse backwards so that I could get out of there so that he could go through. And then I knew that I had to park my car off somewhere where I'm not in everybody's way. And the only way to do that was to drive contraflow because it's a one-way road coming into the toll gate. So I was forced to drive contraflow for a couple hundred meters, where I could then get into the yellow line. And there I went to my car, and I searched my car thoroughly, hoping that I'm going to find some cash.
Right.
And of course, I found nothing. So I sat there for a while thinking, what am I going to do? Am I going to drive like a kilometer and a half contraflow to try and get out of here? Or how am I going to do this? So then I had a little idea that I would put my phone onto camera mode, onto video, and I would approach the boom again and let the guy see that he's now on the video, he's on camera, and then maybe he would behave in a little bit of a more, you know, professional manner.
Actually, not even professional, just kind. Kind. Yeah. You know, there's there's really nothing, there was nothing stopping him from being kind.
Yeah. I suppose he gets a lot of it every day, and maybe it's just people taking a chance that don't honestly have no money. They just, maybe there's people that just don't want to pay, so they'll try their luck. So maybe he thought I was just one of these people and he was already irritated. I don't know. But, yeah, I actually said to him, you know, I've only got two options here. I either have to turn around and drive contraflow and perhaps cause an accident, or I'm going to have to just drive through your boom if you're not going to allow me to.
What as a matter of interest, what was the cost?
R7.
Rubbish.
Yeah, R7. A whole R7. They are very, very embarrassing. And
that's mortifying. You know, I thought you were going to say R50 or R75. You know, some of the toll gates can be quite expensive. But yeah, you're talking about R7?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very embarrassing situation.
So how did it resolve?
Well, after I approached the toll with my camera on, I actually made the mistake of going to the wrong booth the second time. I was hoping to get the same guy because I wanted to get his arrogant, I don't give a damn sort of attitude on camera. And I thought I was driving back into, you know, to his booth, but I actually ended up at the booth with someone else, a guy next to him. So I explained the situation to this guy and said to him the exact same thing, because he also said, no, we don't take debit cards. So I said to him, well, I don't know what else you guys want me to do here, because I can only drive contraflow out of here and endanger my life and other people's lives, or have to drive through your boom. And so he said, well, let me call my manager. And while he was radioing in for the manager or intercoming, I don't know what he, I think he pushed like an intercom button. And then I saw the guy in the other booth that hadn't let me through initially, showing him hand signals to let me through. And that same guy stepped out of his booth and he had a lot to say. And, you know, he was shouting that, I'll pay, man. I have to pay for everybody that does this kind of thing. And he was really mad about it. But, I mean,
really, really just awful. Absolutely just awful. In all this time, I mean, aren't you somehow a almost an emergency service? You are rescuing people and reptiles from potentially dangerous environments.
Exactly. And I did mention that to the first guy, and I've got sign writing all over my car. It's not like I'm just in a private car.
Well, you had a snake to prove it, didn't you?
I did, but I didn't even think that I could pull it out. And
That sounds a bit rude. Yeah, don't pull out your snake. But this is family radio. But either way, it's just quite appalling. What was the reaction you got on social media?
So yeah, there's a lot of comments, and a lot of people actually said I don't. Yeah, they didn't take a debit card, because I've been paying, you know, to go through toll gates for years, and I've used my debit card without an issue, including that toll.
Absolutely ridiculous. But an important one, because actually it's great to highlight this sort of thing, because you always think, well, there's a very simple solution. Here was a case, in fact, where there wasn't. Even though there should have been, just an appalling situation. And I think it's very very commendable that you took to social media, that you addressed this and let this be known. Jason Arnold, that's all we have time for. Snake handler in a very precarious position.